Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you didn't call in? Thank you so much for tuning in to Lifestyle for a Lifetime, Holiness. We are talking about prayer and how prayer guides our lives and the choices we make. Even before Jesus chose the disciples, he spent the whole night in prayer. So prayer always speaks power, and it brings revival. In Acts 2 and 4, prayer preceded the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Prayer releases supernatural powers. It breaks satanic strongholds, and the captives are set free. But in addition, prayer, it even opens our thoughts to divine wisdom and insight and so much more. So make sure that you please tune in and receive a blessing from the Word of God. And remember, any circumstance you're dealing with, prayer can change anything. So let us pray without ceasing, and let us continue to have an attitude of prayer. It can change your atmosphere. And so we want to see blessings and empowerment to you and your life. So today, we're talking about the priority of perseverance and the power of prayer. And as we stated in the previous, and I'll just do our overview, that prayer, it's the most important thing that we can do. It's the highest calling of all, and it's the greatest privilege that we have. And so we want to make sure that all of our decisions that we're making, that they're guided by prayer. And as we stated earlier, I know so many of us are praying to see revival, to see an awakening. So we can walk in those divine blessings of seeing these things happen in our life. In James 5 and 16, it's the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So when we're in right standing with God, that fervent prayer, it's going into the heavenly realms, and it is availing much. And God is listening. Things are happening. The earth, the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the hemisphere, it's being changed. Oh, yes. How many of you believe that Joshua told the sun to stand? It was through prayer. But anything that we pray about, even our effectual fervent prayers, in prayers that we pray should always be about the advancement of the kingdom, or seeing other people's lives change. So if we don't pray, it's to say that we have no need, and no needs we need. We don't, that we, to even say we don't even need God. So we're saying we don't have needs and we don't need God. But to pray, it takes humility. And so we're going to pray today that you will have a willingness to continue to pray, to seek God's faith, and to know, I love, we used to sing a song and the saying that it's a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. But I don't know why the enemy, well, we know why, but as Christians with the Holy Spirit, we should be able to overpower the flesh. We know the flesh is, as the scripture says, that it can become weak, and sometimes we just feel like we don't want to pray or that it's not necessary. But that's just flesh that is trying to lead our day. But we have to make sure that we take the time just to spend along with God and to wait on him. And that's the most important thing, to be able to go forth and wait on the Lord. So let's continue in our lessons today. When we're walking with the Lord, we had talked about in a previous time how we, in our prayer life, it should be filled with vitality and vibrant. It's like you see a picture of the Grand Canyon, or you see a picture, we're right now in Japan, we might see a picture of Mount Fuji, but when you're here and you see it, it's in three-dimensional realm. And that's what as we continue to pray, it's filled with vitality. It's not just flat like a picture. It has that dimension. And as we look at Paul's letters to the churches in Thessalonica, we see here that there's dimensions of prayer that Paul is referencing and that he is talking about. So God, he wants to demonstrate the power and the depth of our lives and of Christian life through the prayer that we obtain in the time we commune with him. So we can see these different features in the life of Jesus. And we talked previously about continual prayer, just giving an overview, daily devotional, and fervent prayers. So let us look at just a daily devotional time. And I just love it. You know, one of my favorite things is reading through the Bible. And it's February of 2015, and I started January 7th, and I'm finishing up. I think I have just maybe about an hour or two left, but it's nothing like the devotional time, and I don't do it as a time of trying to, you know, I don't have a set list. I'm going to read this day or this day. I just spend time and use it as a devotional time and praying through and praying the scriptures and just enjoying the word of God. And each time I go through, every time I read the scripture, or even if I'm using it in my sermon or I'm listening to a sermon, I've read it or been in my daily devotional, every year is something fresh, is something new. So one of the dimensions is just daily devotion and reading the word and just hearing from him and through his word, as his word speaks. But it should be something that we enjoy. It's not just flat. It's like that dimension that we have been speaking of. And, you know, with me just going through, I'm finishing up now, just Habakkuk, and just going over, and just even reading Job, how many times we heard the story, and just Nahum, and Micah, and reading the word, and looking at the footnotes, and praying, and saying, God, what are you saying? What were you saying to them? So make sure in your prayer time, that you're having a daily devotional. It's a regular time to set aside. And Jesus, he prayed early in the morning. Even the devout Jews, early believers, they prayed three times a day. But just even the practice of David and Daniel, and even the apostles in Acts 3 and 1, it was the hour of prayer, time where we're praying and just having the fullness of what God has for us. So every day it demands our daily bread. Every day it demands a time of prayer. And even as we go through the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And what do we say? Give us this day our daily bread. So we have to have a regular time alone with God and his word. It's not just all about receiving the daily, the substance of God and the things of that, but it's about our daily bread. It's the bread of God. It's not about the provision and the substance, but the daily bread that we obtain from the word of God. The regular time just alone with him and his word. A physician And this is a quote that he stated. And his name is Dr. Hislop. Of all hygienic measures, I will give first place to the simple habit of prayer. The habit of daily communion with God does more to quiet the spirit and strengthen the soul to overcome mere incidental emotionalism than any other therapeutic agency known. So sometimes we might think we need a doctor, or, you know, like they say, he's our lawyer, he's our doctor, and he's our lawyer in the courtroom. And God is everything that we need. He's our physician. And so many times, maybe things we're going through, we may feel like we have to go to a counselor or our physician, but this prayer, it can turn it around. So it's necessary that we have a daily devotional prayer and praise and worship and thanksgiving to God in a time of us confessing our sins, reading the word, just the quiet meditation, and petition. Sometimes we do have to petition for certain needs as well as intercession on behalf of praying for others. So how we spend our time with the Lord is just as important as the discipline of the others that we talked about, the meditation. But how to spend a planned, disciplined time, we just need to set aside an hour in prayer. And, you know, it can, just an hour, it can change the world. I was thinking about the Moravians, and with the Moravians, they actually started off praying 24 hours a day, 48 people, 24 men, and 24 men and 24 women, and they actually took an hour a day and prayed, and that prayer meeting went on for over 100 years. And even a lot of people today are a part of that prayer. We're a part of the prayer that went forth then. Even John Wesley was so impressed with the Moravians that it actually changed his life. And how many of you know, with, you know, the Methodist Church and the Presbyterian Church, that wasn't just birthed out of them, but it was birthed out of prayer that actually came from the Moravians, who prayed for over 100 years without stopping. So as we set aside our hour day to be alone with Him, that is so important. So many times we don't want to take that time. It goes back to the point of the discipline of it. We spend so much time talking and on the phone and talking with others and on our Facebook time, but God is wanting us to be and set ourselves a time with Him. So, again, how to spend a planned, disciplined time with Him. Just make sure you have that time set even before you spend with others. And sometimes people may not understand it, but you need to pull yourself apart. So let's go back over this section again, the points. So we talked about our daily devotional time. It's a regular set aside time. Just a prayer and devotional time. Every day demands the daily bread. Every day demands the daily prayer. And I'm not talking about bread that you eat. We're talking about the Word of God. So no believer's prayer life will be greater than the quality of his daily regular time alone with God and His Word. So you might need to write that down. This is a quote by Jack Taylor. No believer's prayer life will be greater than the quality of his daily regular time alone with God and His Word. you know, as I set aside just today to being with the Lord, I was like, God, I just love it. Just being with you, nothing else matters. And that is how it should be. A love relationship with him. I want you to get a pen and a piece of paper, and I want you to take time and write that down. And I have some other quotes that I want you to write down because this is so important. This is where the foundation of our life starts. And as I started off, any circumstance in your life, prayer can change that. Go ahead, get a pen, a piece of paper. I want you to write this down or get your computer out or your laptop or your iPad or your phone and put this down. And even I want you to write down maybe a time that you're going to be set aside and to be disciplined. Okay, I hope that gave you enough time. And then the other one, it bears repeating, with Dr. Hyslop. Of all the hygienic measures, I would give first place to the simple habit of prayer. The habit of daily communion with God does more to quiet the spirit and strengthen the soul to overcome mere incidental emotionalism than any other therapeutic agency known. So just take the time to walk with the Lord, to walk in his abundant blessing. And so many times, if you just spend an hour in prayer, you don't have to run to the hospital or to the doctor or to the psychiatrist or to all your friends, you know, that you're depressed, down. Just spend time with God. He's the best therapist. Maybe there's something out there that's bothering you. Spend time in prayer. Physical ailment, as even the medical doctor said, if you just take time in prayer, God can heal you. He is the healer. And just ask him, Lord, what is it in your devotional time? So remember, the hour that you spend in prayer every day can be the hour to change the world. And even set your stopwatch. That's what I do. I have to set my stopwatch, and if for some reason I'm interrupted, I'll start it today. I set my stopwatch because there's so many things pulling you here and pulling you there. But set aside your time with him. Even if people don't understand and may take it personal, just explain to him, it's nothing personal. I need to spend time with the Lord. And set yourself. It'll make your day go so much better. So today we've talked about daily devotional prayer and the three dimensions of prayer life. And you can read in your personal time 1 Thessalonians 1, 2, and 3, and 2 and 13, and 3 and 10. We have to be watchmen on the wall. We have to have that three dimensions of prayer and to know that God is with us. And as we started off in the preceding week, we talked about continual prayer. And I say to you, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. And continual prayer is not so much as an act, but it's the attitude that you have. It's a state of being in the atmosphere of prayer. So as we tune in next week, we'll talk about the fervent prayer. We've discussed continual prayer, the importance of daily devotional, because these are the three dimensions of prayer that can change your life. And there again, I want to ask you, would you rather see the Grand Canyon in a picture or would you rather see it in person? Do you see the three dimensions? We're here in Japan. Would I rather see the picture of Mount Fuji in a picture? Or would I rather see it in person? That's the importance of three dimensions of the prayer. So the fervent prayer in James 5 and 16, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. In Acts 12 and 5, we see how they were stretched out and just sometimes we can just even stretch out our hands. We can stretch out and just, there's a scripture, that scripture just says how they stretched. Have you ever seen people in church, they stretch out their hands and they pray for people in the congregation? We say that so much. That comes from that scripture. Stretching, aiming, pointing the way. And then we know that Jesus was in the garden. So we'll continue next week with passionate prayer. Intense desire, longing, deep-seated craving, expressing earnestness, urgency, and a burden for the Lord. That's what fervent prayer is. And as we close this week and as we continue next week, make sure that you have determination, that you're persistent, and that you're praying through until the answer comes. And the peace of the Lord settles, and you have prevailing prayer and victory. And as we say, push until something happens. Push and continue to travail in fervent prayer. So next week, we'll pick up with the final dimension, fervent prayer, and our conclusion for this portion. We will continue this for the next year. We've started, and we have almost 54 weeks of material that we will cover. So remember this week as you go forth, let's look at the full picture, at the three dimensions of prayer. Set time aside and pray without ceasing and have that daily devotional that's so important. God bless you, and I will say to you today, success to the kingdom and success to you. In Jesus' name, amen.